गुड मॉर्निंग चिल्ड्रन, आई एम सुनील कुमार यादव, TGT केमिस्ट्री बायोलॉजी। आई एम हेयर टू प्रेजेंट सेकेंड मॉड्यूल फॉर चैप्टर लाइट इन साइंस। इन द प्रीवियस मॉड्यूल वी हैव स्टडीड अबाउट द कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स ऑफ लाइट, द कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स ऑफ इमेज फाउंड बाय अ प्लेन मिरर, रिफ्लेक्शन एंड लैटरल इन्वर्जन। नाउ इन दिस मॉड्यूल we will study about the spherical mirrors, uses of spherical mirrors, nature of image found by spherical mirrors, types of spherical mirrors, etc. So let us first understand what are spherical mirrors. Spherical mirrors are curved mirrors, and depending upon the surface which acts as a reflecting surface, concave mirrors are of two types. If the inner surface acts as a reflecting surface, it is called concave mirror, and if the outer surface acts as a reflecting surface, it acts as a convex mirror. Okay, now how can we obtain spherical mirrors? Let us assume a glass ball which is spherical in shape, and let us cut that spherical ball and polish in one of the surfaces of the curved glass piece that we have obtained. If we polish the outer surface, the inner surface will act as a reflecting surface, and this mirror will behave like a concave mirror. And on the other hand, if we polish the inner surface of the spherical ball, then outer surface will act as a reflecting surface and it will behave as a convex mirror. Okay children, so now you understood how can we obtain a spherical mirror. So such a spherical mirror whose outer surface acts as a reflecting surface, it is a convex mirror. On the other hand, such a spherical mirror whose inner surface acts as a reflecting surface, it is a concave mirror. Now, let us discuss the formation of image by the spherical mirrors. Let us take a concave mirror and hold it facing the sun, and it is placed in such a manner that the light falling on it is reflected, and it after reflection it falls on a piece of paper. If it is done for some time, a bright spot is found on the paper and paper starts burning. What does this indicate? It indicates that a concave mirror converges the rays of light falling on it to a single point. So that is why concave mirror is also called a converging mirror. Okay. Now let us perform an activity in order to find out the nature of the image found by a concave mirror. Let us take a concave mirror and fix it on a stand. Paste a piece of white paper on a cardboard sheet. This will act as a screen. Keep a lighted candle on the table at a distance of about 50 centimeters from the mirror and try to obtain the image of the flame on the screen. For this, we move the screen till a sharp image of the flame is obtained. It is observed that when the object is far away from the concave mirror, the image formed is real, inverted, and smaller in size. And as the object is moved closer to the concave mirror, the image becomes larger in size and it becomes virtual and erect. Okay, so this shows that a concave mirror can form all kinds of image. It can form smaller image of the same size and the larger than the object. It can also form real or virtual image, and it also forms inverted or erect image with respect to the object, depending upon the distance between the object and the mirror. Okay, so concave mirror is such a mirror which can form all kinds of image. Please note this point. Okay, now let us discuss the uses of concave mirrors. Concave mirrors are used for many purposes. Doctors use concave mirrors for examining eyes, ears, nose, and throat. You might have visited a hospital, and to show your eyes, ears, or nose to the doctor. Doctors use a concave mirror for obtaining an enlarged image of these organs so that the doctor can observe if any defect is found in these organs. Similarly, dentists also use concave mirrors to see an enlarged image of the teeth for the presence of any bacteria or worms. The reflectors of torches and headlights of cars and scooters are also concave mirrors. Okay, children, so we have discussed the nature of image found by a concave mirror and the uses of concave mirror. Let us see what is a convex mirror. Convex mirror is such a spherical mirror whose outer surface acts as a reflecting surface and the inner surface is polished. Okay, you might have observed your image in a stainless steel spoon. Its outer surface acts like a convex mirror. Now, you might have observed the difference between the image formed by a plane mirror and the image formed in a stainless steel spoon. It is not similar. The nature of image formed by a steel spoon is not similar to that formed by a plane mirror. Okay, so let us see how image is formed by a convex mirror. Convex mirror always forms an image which is smaller in size, erect with respect to the vertical position of the object, and virtual. That means The image formed by a convex mirror can not be obtained on a screen. Okay, children. The same activity that we have performed for the concave mirror can be performed for a convex mirror, and it is observed that convex mirror never forms an image which can be obtained on a screen. That means it always forms a virtual image which is smaller in size and it is erect. The uses of convex mirrors includes as its use in as side mirrors in scooters. Side mirrors in scooters gives the image of the vehicles coming from back. So drivers can see the traffic behind them and can decide about the turning or the speed of vehicle, etc. Okay, convex mirrors form images of objects spread over a large area because they form smaller images. Okay, children. So these are the uses of convex mirrors. Let us once again see the nature of images formed by concave mirror. The image formed by a concave mirror can be smaller, same size or larger than the object. The image can be real or virtual. The image can be erect or inverted. Note, as the object is brought closer to the concave mirror, the image form always moves away from the mirror, and initially image is real and inverted, but when the object is much closer to the concave mirror, then the image is erect and virtual. Concave mirrors are used by doctors for examining eyes, ears, nose and throat. Dentists also use concave mirrors to see enlarged images of the teeth. Concave mirrors are used as reflectors in torches, headlights of cars and scooters. Now, convex mirror, it always forms an image which is virtual, erect and smaller in size than the object. Convex mirrors are used as side mirrors in cars and scooters. This is because convex mirrors forms images of objects spread over a large area. So, these mirrors help the drivers to see the traffic behind them. Okay, children. So, this is about the convex and concave mirrors and their uses. Okay, children. So, this is all about this module. In the next module, we will study about the lenses and the colors found in sunlight. Okay, children. For now, I wish you good health. Stay safe, stay healthy, and thank you and have a nice day.